these muscular moments when consciousness ruled the thrall, when ebony was made from darkness and multifaceted diamonds of light. This then, the creation of matter. Oh, those magical moments of mind, conjuring ideas of space, that we might wander as entity, every bit as much disturbing as disturbed. Or the ticking clock upon the mantelshelf, drumming time in measured beat, that we might establish delusions of permanence. Oh, but is this not also the claim of heart? And here I woke, and knew no time, and knew no self as entity within it. But whereas if in space we wake to know not where we are, we nonetheless are there to know it. Oh, but when time folds in upon itself to take the form of the absolute, we are nowhere. For existing before time, we are flux beyond entity. Then like the heartbeat, the clock proves not time, but the delusion of it. Knotted racks of time, bound with silken ribbons of space, that in our imaginings we might belong to this divine place. How scattered these seeds, how diverse, to make of grace a mortal curse, how insidious that we cast our spell to make of this heaven a living hell. Oh, then, but I like firefly in tragic temporality. Oh, how is it you fear death when each moment you bear its countenance? Oh, carry away the stolen gift that others then are left bereft as thou. How else might you exist but as earth and fire and water, not man of God nor son of man, but Aphrodite's daughter? Oh, we are made not in God's image, but of detritus, weaving together the pickings that perchance we may yet begin. that perchance we may yet begin.